Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for ArcBest, a key player in the logistics and transportation space. If you're not familiar with ArcBest, let me give you the quick rundown. This company operates in the trucking and integrated logistics industry, providing freight transportation, logistics services, and supply chain solutions primarily across North America. With a solid footprint in the sector, ArcBest is known for its asset-based and asset-light operations, catering to a wide range of businesses. They've got a workforce of thousands and are headquartered in the U.S., positioning themselves as a significant name in the industrial sector. For those of you tuning in for insights on long-term wealth building, let's dive into what makes ArcBest tick, where it's been lately, and where it could be headed. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of the SWOT, let's touch on some recent developments and performance trends to set the stage. Looking at the latest news and updates, ArcBest has been navigating a mixed landscape. There's been chatter around their strategic moves to bolster tech and innovation, which we'll unpack more in a bit. On the performance front, the stock has shown some interesting movements over various timeframes. Short term, we've seen fluctuations over the past week and month, while the longer term trends over 6 months and a year hint at resilience in a competitive industry. Compared to the broader sector, ArcBest is holding its own, but there are areas where it's either outpacing or lagging behind peers. Stick with me as we break this down further, because there's a lot here that could shape your long-term view on this stock. Now, let's roll into the core of today's discussion, the SWOT analysis. We're going to look at ArcBest's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, with a focus on what matters for you as a long-term investor, while also touching on shorter-term catalysts that could move the needle. Strengths: solid revenue base and market position. ArcBest is pulling in strong consolidated revenue, with figures hitting around $1 billion in the latest quarter, as per their recent earnings call. This kind of top-line performance shows they've got a firm grip on their market, especially in freight and logistics, where scale matters. For long-term investors, this stability is a green flag. Diversified operations. With both asset-based trucking and asset-light logistics solutions, ArcBest isn't putting all its eggs in one basket. Their revenue segments show a healthy spread across different product categories and geographic regions, primarily in North America. This diversification helps buffer against downturns in any single area, which is something you want to see in a portfolio holding. Positive cash flow metrics. Digging into their financials, ArcBest is generating decent free cash flow, which signals they've got the liquidity to reinvest in growth or weather tough times. Their operating cash flow trends look solid, and for those of you who geek out on metrics, their free cash flow yield is competitive within the industry. This gives them flexibility, something critical for long-term sustainability. Strong margins in key areas. Their gross profit margin stands out as a strength, reflecting efficiency in managing costs relative to revenue. Even though net profit margins have some room to improve, the gross margin indicates they're doing well at the operational level, a good sign for future profitability if they can tighten up elsewhere. Weaknesses. Profitability pressures. Despite the strong revenue, ArcBest's net profit margin and return on equity aren't exactly setting the world on fire. The latest earnings call highlighted some softness in demand, which is squeezing margins. For long-term investors, this raises a question about how quickly they can turn operational strength into bottom-line gains. Debt levels to watch. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, but it's worth keeping an eye on, especially in an environment where interest rates could stay elevated. The balance sheet shows a reasonable amount of liabilities relative to equity, but if market conditions tighten, this could become a drag. You don't want a company over-leveraged when headwinds hit. Valuation concerns. Looking at their price-to-earnings ratio, ArcBest isn't exactly a bargain right now compared to industry averages. The forward PE ratio also suggests that analysts aren't expecting a massive discount in the near term, with estimates hovering in a range that's not particularly cheap. For value-focused investors, this might temper enthusiasm unless growth accelerates. Short-term performance volatility. While we're focused on the long game, it's hard to ignore that ArcBest has seen some choppy performance in the shorter timeframes like the past week or month. This kind of volatility can spook retail investors, even if it's not a deal breaker for your decade-long horizon. Opportunities. Tech and innovation push. One of the standout points from their recent earnings call is ArcBest's focus on technology and innovation. They're making strategic investments to enhance their operations and customer relationships, which could be a game changer. Think about it. Logistics is increasingly about efficiency and data. If ArcBest nails this, they could carve out a bigger slice of the market, boosting long-term growth. Industry tailwinds. While the broader trucking and logistics industry has its challenges, there are pockets of growth, especially with e-commerce still driving demand for freight solutions. ArcBest's positioning in North America gives them a shot at capitalizing on these trends, especially if they can outpace competitors on service or pricing. Potential for margin expansion. If ArcBest can address the softness in demand and optimize costs, there's room to improve net margins and returns on invested capital. Their current ratio and quick ratio suggest they've got decent liquidity to manage through near-term hiccups, so the opportunity lies in translating this into stronger profitability over time. Strategic expansion. The earnings call mentioned a focus on customer relationships and long-term growth strategies. For investors, this hints at potential for geographic or service expansion. If they can tap into new markets or deepen existing ones, that's a catalyst worth watching over the next few years. Threats. Market headwinds and demand softness. The earnings call didn't shy away from mentioning current market challenges, including weaker demand in certain segments. If this persists, it could weigh on revenue growth and profitability, something long-term investors need to factor into their risk assessment. Competitive pressure. The logistics and trucking space is cutthroat, with players big and small vying for market share. ArcBest's industry performance metrics show they're not always leading the pack in terms of returns or growth rates compared to peers. If competitors innovate faster or cut prices, ArcBest could lose ground. Economic sensitivity. Given their reliance on freight and transportation, ArcBest is tied to broader economic cycles. A slowdown in manufacturing or consumer spending could hit their volumes hard. For long-term holders, this cyclical risk means you've got to be comfortable riding out potential downturns. Rising costs and external pressures. While not directly mentioned in the data, their focus on CapEx for tech and innovation implies higher spending. Coupled with potential increases in fuel costs or labor expenses in the industry, this could squeeze margins further if not managed carefully. It's a threat that looms over the entire sector. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts on ArcBest. From a long-term investment perspective, there's a lot to like here, especially their revenue strength, diversified operations, and commitment to innovation. Those are the kind of building blocks you want in a portfolio holding. However, I can't ignore the near-term challenges, profitability pressures, market softness, and a valuation that doesn't scream buy just yet. For those of you playing the long game, ArcBest could be a solid watchlist candidate if they execute on their tech investments and capitalize on industry tailwinds. But keep an eye on those debt levels and competitive dynamics. They could throw a wrench in the works if not managed well. Thanks for tuning into this SWOT breakdown on ArcBest. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got content in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform to keep you in the loop. Drop your thoughts on ArcBest in the comments. Do you see it as a long-term winner, or are the headwinds too strong? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.